Part A. Directions.
You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One.
Mike, we'll need to rent a car for our trip next week. Could you do that for us?
Certainly. I need to know whether you want an ordinary car, a sports model, or a station wagon.
Just an ordinary one.
Two. Mary, you look upset. What's wrong?
Well, the boss was angry about my sales plan.
Was it overdue or something?
It was about the figures. I got some of them wrong. Lily gave me those figures, but I didn't check them. Three. Alan, do you know why our client hasn't arrived yet? He was supposed to be here an hour ago.
Well, his plane was delayed in New York.
Okay. Now I have some extra time to revise my marketing report. Four. Did you attend the lecture by Dr. Lee yesterday?
Yes, I did.
It was so great that we didn't hear the bell. What did you think of it?
It was amazing, but I can't agree with him on some points.
Five. Jim, how do children like the home economics classes in your school?
They are very happy we have it because we teach them how to cook, to sew, some vital skills.
Yeah, parents rarely emphasize cooking and sewing at home.
Six. Did Bill really have his 2 wisdom teeth pulled out?
Yes. His dentist suggested that he should, because he had suffered a great deal of toothache since last September.
Oh, good. He won't be bothered by them again.
Seven. I feel sorry for my brother. He's really under stress.
Why is that?
He's trying to get into the country's top engineering school, and I've never seen anyone study so hard. He hardly sleeps at the moment.
Well, the competition to get in there is absolutely fierce.
Eight. We've been waiting all week for this concert. The performance is said to be excellent.
Yeah, and with our student discount, the tickets will be real cheap.
Aw, gosh. I'm afraid I left my student ID card in the dormitory. Nine. I'm so fed up with being stuck in the house all day.
Well, you can't expect to go out so soon after breaking your leg. Look, I've brought something to cheer you up. It's a bottle of the latest French perfume.
Oh, how thoughtful of you.
Ten. Ellen, we're going to have a company party next Friday.
Really? Will all the employees come?
Yes, they will. And could you help me to order some food and drinks?
Okay. I'll get everything ready by next Thursday.
Part B.
Directions.
You will hear four dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear each piece only once.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following dialogue about buying cars.
What kind of car should I buy, Larry? I'd like to get something we can use for long trips as well as taking the children around town.
Well, we have a Jeep. We like it when we travel.
We thought about a Jeep, but I understand they are not very fuel efficient.
Our Jeep is better than most of the Jeeps on the market. Consumer Reports said it's the most fuel efficient of any of the Jeeps.
Did Consumer Reports compare Jeeps with estate cars? We thought about an estate car.
I don't remember the number exactly, but I do remember that the Jeep was less efficient than estate cars. We decided against the estate car because we got a better price on the Jeep. The dealer was running a special sale.
Well, I like the style of the estate car better than a Jeep's. And it has room for all the equipment for the children. We need a larger car.
My friend works at a dealership north of town. He was telling me about a sale they're going to start next month. You might be able to get an estate car cheaper if you wait until then. Here is his card.
Thanks. That sounds like a good idea. I'll go see what he has.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following dialogue.
Hello, I'm Jennifer. I'm new here.
Nice to meet you, Jennifer. I'm David. I just had my first month here. Are you seasonal help, too?
Yes, but I hope I can stay on after the holidays.
Me, too. It depends on us, in part. We have to do a good job and go the extra mile.
I agree. Hard work will finally pay off.
Right. You know, the manager of the shoe department started just 2 years ago as a temporary worker. He's about our age. I bet he'll be the manager of the company someday.
I'd like to have a career in fashion design. There's a lot of opportunity for advancement.
I want to own my own store one day, so I want to learn all I can.
I'm taking designing classes in college. There's a lot to learn.
It's hard work, but it has rewards. I find satisfaction in doing a job well.
If you enjoy doing something, it's easier. I just finished watching the orientation videos. Now I'm training on the computers. It's fun so far.
Yes, it is. Oh, it looks like my break is almost over. I need to work now. It's been nice talking to you. Questions 18 to 21 are based on the following dialogue between a reporter and a health expert.
Dr. Stone, you have studied 25 people who never get sick. Could you give us some easy-to-follow tips on how they've successfully stayed away from illness their whole lives?
Our study shows that some habits will help you stay well and live longer, such as cold shower, napping, weightlifting, and swimming.
Do you mean that taking a cold shower is good to our health?
Yes. Professor Smith is 82 years old now. He has taken a cold shower every day for most of his adult life and never suffers from colds.
That sounds great. Maybe I can try it myself. What else can we do to keep us against illness?
Besides exercise, friends are also very important. You might not think having a social network would count as much as diet and exercise when it comes to good health. But studies have found that good friends can protect against everything from memory loss to heart attacks to infectious diseases. Mary is a former nurse. She can't remember being ill in all her 75 years, and she credits this to the fact that she is constantly seeking out new friends. Sociability increases self-respect, which in turn supports the immune system. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following interview.
Congratulations on all the success you have received from your role in the first grader. Have you taken it all in yet? You have so many awards for it.
Yes, I'm taking it all in. It's very exciting. I hope it can lead to better things for me and for other people.
Why do you think this role is so touching?
I think it is a role that enhances the idea that education is important. It is also a role that inspires people, particularly those who have missed out on going to school, realizing that an old man at the age of 84 can still want to go to school and learn to read and write.
Were there aspects of him that were challenging for you? having to play an elderly man?
Yes, the character is challenging in many ways. He's many characters in one. He is a young man who missed an education because it was expensive. And then he joins the struggle for independence. When the country finally gets its freedom, he has become an old man. You have a young man, you have an old man. I had to devise ways of portraying those characteristics in those situations.